And live from our KGGF studios on a very busy Wednesday morning, I'm Sam Speck alongside Matt Jordan as we're joined in studio by the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. It's Candy Westbrook. Candy, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome back in as I believe this may be one of our final conversations of the year of 2018.
That's
I'm not
right.
sure. Certainly the final CNN was this morning. Is that correct?
That's right. That's the final one for at least in 2018 for sure.
Gotcha. You guys were across the street, across 8th Ave over at Liebert Brothers right
That's
over
right.
there. So very cool. Who was all in attendance today?
Oh, we had a big crowd today.
Did you?
Yeah, I saw the parking lot. It was full of cars.
Yeah.
And then you had everyone from the station just kind of walked over there.
Yeah.
So
we had a big crowd. It's just the end. It's the celebration of the season and talking about the new year. And so everybody just kind of wants to, I guess, end it on a good note. So it was a great note, too. Liebert Brothers has been an icon in this area for years. Next year, they celebrate 108 years. So
oh, wow.
It's a long time to be in town. So
that's when you know you've been doing it right.
Yes.
When you've been around for...
The fact that they celebrate 108, Coffeyville's celebrating 150. That's,
yes.
That just goes to show, yeah.
That's a lot of years
yep.
put in.
They were here because the family back in the day started the Coffeyville Municipal Light and Power. And they were electrical contractors. And then eventually they added on to HVAC. And then in the 90s is when they started adding all the gifts, because most people drive by and think, oh, it's just an electrical place. You go in and you're like, oh, my goodness, there's everything. There's gifts, there's flags, there's appliances, there's, you know, just a little bit of that.
And oh, yeah, believe me. When I first had gotten here, Deborah Woodall was just like, have you been into Liebert's? And I was like, no, what do I need to go to Liebert's for? You know, it's an electric company. It's a light store. I don't know what I need to go in there for. And she was like, just go in there. Trust me. And, yeah, it'll expand your thought process of don't judge a book by its cover, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot more inside those walls than you
yeah.
think.
And then, but they still do the neat thing, which you don't see in a lot of the bigger cities, but just that small town will work individually with you on fixing something, or, you know, our vacuum cleaner was falling apart, and we couldn't afford a new one, so we brought our vacuum cleaner in, and they fixed it. And, you know, any appliance you have, you bring it in, they'll help you fix it all up and get it taken care of.
Well, and again, I was speaking with the Thompson brothers when they were celebrating their 70th, and
yeah.
they are very, as is Liebert Brothers, community first. You know, it's a helping hand type of attitude. Now we see why they've been in our community for over 100
right.
years, is because they are so community based, but then at
yeah.
the same time, they're pretty darn good at what they do.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
We've got our on-air light. We
uh-huh.
needed an extension cord. We couldn't find one here. And we would mention something, I think, on the Deb, and Sam had mentioned something on the air. And about 15, 20 minutes later,
like a snap of a finger,
here
yeah.
came someone from Liebert's and handed us an extension cord. And we have it set up. That's why we have an extension cord. Over there.
Yeah, I do remember going, yeah. I've seen that light in the window for a while, and it was
yeah.
never lit up. And
yeah.
just wondered. Yeah. So it was a great day there. And not only did we get to talk, you know, how they got started, but they finished us off with a toast to the new year. So it was just nice being over there. So we also had two first timers, Kim Avery. Her family just moved here. They moved from Houston, but she grew up in a small town, and she said it was so nice being back to a small community again. It felt like home. But she will now be the new editor for the Coffeyville Journal. And then we had another Kim today, a Kimber Edgar, and she owns the Essential Oil, or Essential Stop, is what it's called. It is down there on 8th Street, categorized from Save-A-Lot, and they sell essential oils, and then they also do, like, gourmet teas and coffees, and then they have artisans that are spotlighted, and so they have, like, crafts and wreaths and candles and, you know, all kinds
yeah.
of stuff.
They
yeah.
also make some pretty mean essential oils brownie.
Brownie?
Yes.
I know.
That's the same reaction I had. There was three different kinds. They were all delicious. Because
wow.
we did the grand opening.
So you uh-huh. tried all three of them, huh?
did I mention that? but yeah, no. The things you can do with those essential oils. Down
oh,
to,
I know.
And they're very knowledgeable. I learned a lot in a two-hour remote.
That's what I talked about today when we were meeting. Because, yeah, most of us don't know a lot about oils. I mean, it's hard to be an expert on that. And so you always, well, my kid's got this sniffle. Is there an oil for that? Yep, there is. You know, oils, they have oils for cleaning. I mean, just
got
everything.
Cold hands, they have oils
yes.
for that.
So, yeah, if you just go in, they can tell you, they can help you out. So, that was cool. Mr. John from KGGF talked about being a second-time great-grandfather today. pretty exciting.
Yeah, yes it is.
Man, I knew he was old, but...
Young at heart, no.
Yeah, no doubt.
Candace from Brown Shoe Fit. So just wanted to thank everybody for shopping local. Browns has been doing great this season. Still have some of those last minute gift items. I have to go do that.
I need to go. I'm going there in between my two shifts today for work to get. I need one more Christmas gift.
I know. I'm still trying to get. Yeah. So several places in town have some, you know, wonderful last minute gift items, and so Simply Southern. They mentioned the other day that they had some unique things are just like, oh, this be perfect for the stocking. So,
you know, I'm kind of surprised, but not really at the same time, that Browns is doing so well, because shoes are almost about as popular as you could get around the Christmas time. But it's so easy to go to like an actual outlet, like a Vans store, mm-hmm. or, you know, like a Nike store or something, where you are going to find those bigger name brand and the discounts behind them as well. But Browns, first of all, they get a lot of name brand stuff that I was not really expecting to walk in there and expect to see. But second to that, you know, again, they are a great, great organization owned. I think it's a nationwide chain, or at least through a couple of states, but they, you know, locally owned, and they make it feel like it as well. They do a lot for the community, lots of specials. And I'm, like I said, I'm surprised a little bit due to the availability of shoes and how easy it is to go online and buy your own shoes, but not surprised because, again, mm-hmm. Browns does a great job getting the word out and having all these cool little specials.
I think people are, I feel like, in a way, the tide's slightly turning away from big stores and going back to the small stores.
Good.
Just because you go in the big store and then stuff falls apart, or you ended up getting the wrong size, or, you know, this wasn't working right. These small places, they customize. And they're like, oh, this is, you got this kind of arch. Let me make sure you get this kind of shoe.
Or
this
take is care what you're looking
for. They cater to you. And I think people are going back to that, wanting that service again.
Yeah. And in the immediate help, like you said, with, you know, Liebert and Thompson, they want to help you. They want to walk one-on-one with you. I can be in a big-name store and be in there for 30, 45 minutes looking at stuff myself and not have a single person come up to me and ask me if I need any help. So I think that's another thing that's helping small business, which is great, especially here.
I think it's awesome. Daryl Hallborough from USD 445. So just a thank you to everybody that came out to the facility meeting last week. They had, I think, about over 40 people, so it was a good turnout. But they'll be doing more of those in January and February, so just be on the lookout on the radio, the journal, chamber. And then today's the last day for the kiddos at USD 445. So thanks to all the staff and to the teachers and administrators. It's not an easy job, and they work hard, and now they get a break too, so.
Yes, and enjoy it to the fullest, because, you know, as many people say, oh, teachers, they get that summer break, they get the winter break, but no, it's a full 365 still kind of thing. Speaking with Dr. Craig Carell, the work really doesn't stop. So all of those administrators, mm-hmm. teachers, all that, enjoy it. And for the kids, man, it's one of my favorite times of the year.
I know.
Christmas break, man.
We get a half off at least. How fun. Awesome. So, 'tis the season for the candlelight services. So Doug Munn from Grace Fellowship said theirs starts at 6 p.m. And then there was another church here today. Oh, Nicole Schwartz-Eck from First United Methodist. Their Coffeyville one is at 5:30, and Edna is at 8:30 for Christmas Eve services. And then we also have, of course, the Brown Mansion candlelight services. There's three more dates: tonight, Saturday, and Sunday, to still be able to stop in the Brown Mansion, see all the beautiful trees. I think they said 45 trees, which is a lot.
Yeah, I've been seeing pictures of it, and it looks beautiful, but I can't, pictures probably don't do even half a justice of what it actually looks like.
The atmosphere, you get drawn into it. It's amazing. So I will be going tonight with my kiddos, in fact. Jamie Grant, Coffeyville Rec. So they are needing 5th and 6th grade youth basketball girls to sign up. They don't have quite enough to have their league teams. So just a few more. So if you know any 5th or 6th grade girls that are wanting basketball, have them sign up ASAP. Also, her team was the adult volleyball league champions, and so she was excited about that. Yeah. And then she gave a shout-out, stole my thunder because I was going to do it at the end, but our very own Keisha is having a birthday today. So happy birthday, Keisha. So. Joe Brooks. Mr. Joe Brooks was going to retire the last 3 years in a row from Salvation Army. And every year they convinced him to come back. And not only did they convince him to come back, but now they convinced him to lead the Salvation Army. He will now be the coordinator for the whole Salvation Army here in Coffeyville. So we are excited, though, because Joe is just amazing.
Yep.
this gives you an idea of his character. He played a song that he wrote today during our CNN, and it was all about doing the most good in Coffeyville. So
yeah, as much as you'd like to see the man run off to the sunset with his retirement, no better person to lead the way for the Salvation Army than Joe himself. So
yeah,
we had him in to, you know, he came in to ask about volunteers and stuff, tell people that he needed it, and it happened to be on the same day that it was John's birthday. And we mentioned that, and Joe said, hang on, I'll be right back. He goes, gets his guitar, comes back, and the staff, and Joe plays the guitar and sings, and the staff on air sang, aww, John, happy birthday.
Yeah, that's just his character. He's just awesome. Today, all the money we collected during CNN, we gave to the Salvation Army, and so... and Joe put money into it. I go, no, Joe, you don't have to. Today, this is for you and for the Salvation Army, and he still put money in. So, Leanne from the Public Library, they are doing a canned food drive, and they do this every year, and I love it. You bring in canned food. For every can, they take $1 off any fines that you owe. So, good time to clear off those fines if you have some old ones out there.
How about that? That's pretty cool,
yeah,
actually.
I love it. 27th, they're having a winter pajama party for all the kiddos, and a book discussion. And then mark the calendars, the 24th of January, they have their annual Taste of Soup. It is amazing. Love it. And they will do pre-orders. I did this last year. You can pre-order ahead of time and then just go pick it up and you'll have dinner that night. So you got 3 or 4 different choices of soups.
Yeah, and it's ready to go. Like you said, it was you order beforehand. It's ready to go. You walk in. You can be as hungry as could be and ready to roll.
That's right. So Levi Wilson from K-Rig had a good point today. This is that time of year where everybody's traveling, and so more travel means more radio because you're in a car, you're stuck, you gotta do something, you gotta listen. So great time to advertise and just great time to listen to the awesome Christmas music that they've got and that you guys got here. And I just love this time of year. It's just fun. So
I've noticed the closer on our two, I listen to two of the music stations. I don't listen to greatest hits. It's not my style of music. But I've noticed the closer we get to Christmas, the more frequently I'm hearing Christmas music. And I believe Star 98.9, Christmas Eve, is nothing but Christmas music.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a station to listen to on Christmas Eve, where nothing but Christmas music, Star 98.9.
I will have to jump on there because I love that.
Yeah, and me not working in any retailers this year, I finally enjoyed Christmas music back. I worked at a Dick's Sporting Goods where they had the same 25 songs on a loop, and it was torture.
I bet. And that starts months,
in November, you know, once the sales start to come out, the Christmas music comes on, and it was torture. So, no, I'm fully enjoying that this year. Oh, yes.
Well, then another thing for the calendar is Mark your calendars. In March, first weekend, is the Interstate Farm and Home Show.
Man, I can't believe we're already looking at that.
I know. You guys start planning, though. So go out to that. It's always awesome. It was so huge last year. So many things to shop for and look at. And then that night, you can come with me and have fun at the Rotary Mardi Gras. So we always have a huge Mardi Gras celebration. And this year, the dinner menu is amazing. So I'm so excited. I love Cajun food.
Oh, how about that? Yeah, you don't want to miss out on good opportunities for some good food. So.
Yeah. Lisa Brookover, she's a chamber ambassador. Just a shout out to Joe Brooks. She also gave a shout out to Delise Downing. And also Yvonne from CCC was there today talking. Delise, of course, you guys know she's the coach for the volleyball, 2-time champions. Just got back from her hometown. They had a hometown day in just her name.
Oh, wow.
So it was awesome. The mayor, you know.
So, Delise Downing Day, huh?
Yes.
That is too cool.
Like, the whole school, the mayor, everybody got into it, and it was just amazing. So
huge shout-out. Well, yeah, I mean, deservedly, probably even last year, she got Coach of the Year in Region 6 this year, and probably again last year deserved it. Mm-hmm. 2-time national champ.
So 2-time Coach of the Year.
And she's been here 17 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing that's crazy. I mean, because we talked to Yvonne on Monday. And she's talking about they've got that alumni thing coming up and the dance thing. And they're talking about how CCC is a family and community colleges really are stepping stones in a lot of places. That goes for coaches as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's about here and then your next job. Not Delise, not Herkelman, Flores has been here for 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
Liker was here for a long time and now has been the AD. I mean, It really is. It's a different feel here than it is anywhere else.
They want to make a difference in those kids' lives. It's not just about, winning one game. It's about, you know, winning everything with those kids, and it's awesome. It's awesome to see. So the volleyball t-shirt, championship t-shirts, if you didn't buy one, they did make a few extras, and those were on sale at the college. So you can stop by there, although you'd have to stop by in January. After today, they're closed for the holiday.
That's right.
So they will be closed. Let's see who else. Martha Bond, Keller Williams. There's a new app out that shows all the listings, and you can put in the area, the state. I mean, you can narrow it down or whatever, but it's nice because it's on your phone now, and it'll alert you and everything. And so if you want to find out more about that, give Martha a call on that. Sonia from Windsor Place. Oh, I love this. So every year they try to get the community to come out and do things with the residents because they're, you know, a lot of times they don't have a lot of family that engage. And it's been wonderful, she said. Kids coming in, caroling, gifts. Even there's an interact club at this high school that's been very involved. But just wanted to give a shout out to the community. They love it and they need it.
It's one thing as well. My grandpa's in a home now, and his many, you know, beautiful TVs that we can get him to put on for his Rockies, because he watches the Colorado Rockies religiously. As much as we could give him his stuff to make his life easier, our time is all he's looking for. He just wants somebody to spend some time with, whether it was me or someone else there. He's isolated sometimes, and to be around somebody, or phone call, something like that, just reach out. It mm-hmm. makes a huge, huge difference. You know, me being away, one phone call from me to him helps him out a lot, and you can believe that would happen here at Windsor Place for somebody that hasn't seen family, or especially during Christmas time. That's one of the only things that you're really kind of reaching out for, is to see your mm-hmm. family, see your loved ones. So just your time is one of the things that you could, you know, greatest give to a place like that.
Yes, and they just love it.
Yeah, conversate about anything either, you know. They would just love to hear you talk, I'm sure. So
I know. You already mentioned earlier the Christmas bucks, so just a reminder on that. We will be drawing again today at 4:00, and if nobody has come forth before then to claim, we will draw 3 tickets and spread the word, everybody in town. Make sure the word gets out about those tickets, because we want to have at least one good winner before Christmas. We would love to give away some money. I want to give you money. I promise I do.
They're handing it out, folks. They're handing it out. Double check, triple check those tickets. And with that as well, when these events comes around, keep an eye on your tickets. You know, don't lose them. Don't put them somewhere that you might not, because, I mean, that what the Christmas bucks was going on for a little over a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, just store it away in someplace safe. You could be walking away with an extra $1,000. The little bulletin that we had on our news is this morning, you could be a $1,000 winner and not even know it. Man, I would have held on to that. I would totally do great with $1,000 right now. So.
Oh, absolutely. Just hold on to it. Check our Facebook page, Drive by the Chamber. We put the tickets up on our door. We'll try to give a shout out to you guys so you can put on the radio. Perfect. In the morning. And just get the word out that, because we definitely wanted to.
I was gonna say, if you draw again at 4, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I will have those. If you can get those to me, I will have those in my 5:00 news.
Okay. All right.
So if you draw again at 4, the 3 new numbers, I will have those for you in the 5:00 news.
And with that as well, so the people that have the 3 tickets, which again, those numbers are on our website, the Chamber's Facebook, all of that. If they have those, they have until 4 to come and claim? Okay, good deal. So you haven't just scratched those 3 tickets quite yet.
Right, no, we'll have till 4, and then we'll go ahead and draw again. So, and then the last little thing I just want to say is 150th, obviously coming up next year, but we do have some memorabilia items, calendars, mugs, shirts, everything. So if you're looking for some last-minute stocking stuffers, stop by the Chamber. Otherwise, we're really going to be promoting it next year in January. Yeah. But wanted to go ahead and let everybody know, just in case they wanted to get them into the Christmas gifts. And then make sure to bring the kiddos out to all the Christmas lights around town. There's 2 big places that are just amazing. One's called Candy Cane Lane. It's on the east side of town over by Evergreen. There's like 8 houses lit up back to back with all these candy canes and lights. And then out northwest of town on Highland is a few different houses that are lit up. One of them, Bob York, does his music every year.
Those are my favorite.
Yes, beautiful. So anyway, make sure you bring the kiddos out and enjoy Coffeyville Spirit.
Certainly one of my favorite times of Christmas. My grandma flew out from California, and I think we made a 3.5-hour effort to go around. And I mean, fortunately, I grew up in Fort Collins. It was very suburban, nothing but big neighborhoods, long stretching neighborhoods, in comparison to someone whose next neighbor is 40 miles away or something like that. So we had
weren't that far away. Going
they had the availability to go and see many, many houses, and I loved it. It was very cool, especially especially for kids, visually pleasing. Oh, there's Santa, there's lights, there's all this. So mm-hmm. just an easy way to get them to be quiet for an evening. You know,
yeah,
take them out,
nice.
Have some fun.
Exactly.
Good stuff. Again, that is director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Candy, any last words for our listeners before we lose you?
No, I just want to say Merry Christmas there, Betty. It's been a blessed year for the Chamber, and I'm very excited for next year. We've got some new exciting things that we're going to do, and just want to make sure everybody has a good holiday.
Great stuff. We'll keep up to date with the Chamber as well. I'm sure our conversations will be kind of pushed back due to the holiday coming up, as well as you got to wait till the next new year for the CNN meeting as well. Just get on their mm-hmm. Facebook and get all that information there. Again, Candy Westbrook in with us on a Wednesday morning. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.